David in St. Charles County, Missouri, listening on 1460 AM. David, what's your challenge for Carlo Broussard?
Well, Carlo, I like you, so this is nothing personal, but I think I got you on this question.
Well, I like you too, brother. I don't know who you are, but I like you as well, my friend, because I assume you're a brother in Christ. So thanks for calling us.
Yesterday, Jim Blackburn was on.
Okay.
On Catholic Answers, and there was a caller who came on there, and he asked about coming to Jesus, and Jim sure. Blackburn said, well, you can come to Jesus through Mary.
Okay.
And, you know, the more I thought about that, it's like, you got to be kidding me, because if you refer to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16,
yeah,
I'll condense it for you. It says, Jesus is our great high priest. He
mm-hmm.
passed through the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
So he can sympathize with our weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. So he says, verse 16 sums it up. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Sure.
To say that you come to Jesus through Mary, to me, is almost blasphemous. Because
okay.
here's the divine Son of God, that he says, the writer of Hebrews says, we can come to him boldly.
Right.
To find help in time of need.
Right.
And so that is the gist of my question.
Okay.
And
all right. Well, thanks for the question, David. Let me ask you this, David. Let's say we're already friends on the air, but let's say we're friends in person and we're journeying on life together, and you're the Christian and I'm the non-Christian, and you want to bring me to Jesus, David. And so let's say you evangelize me. Man, you start quoting scripture to me and you're talking about Jesus and you're evangelizing me. And I say, I want to come to Jesus. Now, David, when you lead me in maybe a sinner's prayer, or when you tell me to confess Jesus as Lord and Savior and to give my life over to him, would that be blasphemous for you to lead me to Jesus?
Well, it would not be blasphemous, because I'm just a person quoting the scripture to him. I'm not a mediator. He doesn't have to come through me.
Well,
I'm just
wouldn't it be true that you are a mediator, because you could tell me, David, hey, Carlo, I just want you to go straight to Jesus and go pray to Jesus. And even if you would say that, and you wouldn't even lead me in the sinner's prayer, you would still be interceding in some sense and mediating, because God would be moving your heart by grace, of course, and you, David, would be responding to that grace to lead me to Jesus, either by telling me, go pray by yourself in private, or pray XYZ, pray ABC. However you do it, you would isn't it true that in some sense you would be an instrument or a vessel of God's grace that's moving me to conversion? Would you agree with that?
Yes, in a sense, but I would not be telling him, you have to find somebody else to go through. Just listen to what Jesus said. You know, come unto me, all you who labor
okay.
and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Okay.
You don't have to go through another mediator, since he is our mediator.
Okay,
and
so
I might be helping a person.
Sure.
I might be helping a person, but they're not coming through me. They're going to Jesus, who is their Lord and Savior, once
right.
They get baptized and everything else. So
okay.
I'm
all
just
right.
an instrument.
Okay, so I would agree with you, David. You're just an instrument. But here's the key, David. Our Catholic understanding of going to Jesus through Mary, as perhaps Jim Blackburn said, I didn't hear the radio show, but perhaps he did say that would be no different than you responding to God's grace to help me come to Jesus Christ. It's not that going through Mary or asking a saint to lead us to Jesus, or me asking you, David, to lead me to Jesus, in no way would that take away from the glory of Jesus Christ. Because, David, by virtue of your baptism, I'm going to assume you're validly baptized, you're a member of Christ's body. You're a Christian. You're a member of the church. Now, Mary and all of the saints in heaven, David, guess what? They didn't cease to be members of Christ's body, according to Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 37 or 38. death does not separate us from the love of Christ, which is the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So Mary and the saints are still members of the mystical body of Christ, David. And so just as you, David, a member of Christ's body, can intercede, can mediate, can cooperate with God's grace to lead me to Jesus, so to the perfected members of Jesus' body in heaven, namely Mary and the saints, etc., they can also respond to God's grace and lead me to Jesus through their prayer. So when we as Catholics, when we say, go to Jesus through Mary, David, perhaps we're getting lost in the semantics here and our understanding of that terminology. As Catholics, when we say that, we do not mean that in any way different than what we would mean by saying, hey, David, take me to Jesus. And David, through your intercessory prayer and through your help, it's more likely I'm going to have a better relationship with Jesus through your instrumentality, through you working with me, because you can help me, you can teach me. So too with the perfected members in the body of Christ. Through their prayers, through their intercession, through their help, I can come to Jesus in a more profound way. Why? Because they're perfected in righteousness, and as James 5:16 says, the prayer of a righteous man avails much. So their prayers, their help, is going to have far more power in affecting my relationship with Jesus than even yours, David, because you're still working, you know, as Philippians 2:12 says, working out your salvation. There's sin still in your life you're working with. But the members in heaven, they're perfected in righteousness. They have no sin. So their prayers are going to be more helpful. So I would just say, David, in conclusion, that the intercessory role of Mary and the saints in heaven in no way takes away from Jesus' unique mediation, but it establishes it because they participate in it in a more perfect way than you or I can in this life.
Thank you, David.